Hey, well, hey, everybody, it's Chuck. Welcome back to the apiary. So I just got back from my flight training. Those of you that are in aviation or understand how aviation works, once a year, we have to go to training in the simulator that keeps us proficient. And as an Airbus captain on the A321, I have to go through my 3 days of simulators and get my check rides and practice some things that we hope we never see in real life. But that's how we stay proficient. But in any case, I'm home, and I'm a little bit late. And I say I'm a little bit late because on the top of this Demaray, I've got check queen cells 423, and today's 425. I'm not 2 days late because that was 7 days, so that would mean I'm at 9 days now, which is fine because I think it's like 7 to 10 days. But we're going to crack open this hive, check the queen cells in this Demaray. This was a young Demaray. I don't expect this to be exploding, but hey, I don't know what I'm going to see yet. And for time purposes, we're going to go back through that beast we did the other day. If you hadn't seen that video, everybody really seems to have liked it. And I am learning so much from those of you that have more experience on these Demarays than me. You keep giving me new ideas. And, other than having, the world at my fingertips, it seems like you guys are giving me ideas to try and then retry on video so you guys can see it. But one of the most interesting things you guys had questions about on that big monster Demaray, some of you said, it's too big, you need to do the second Demaray, you need to give them more room in the bottom. I will accomplish that today. And the other thing was the way I scratched those cappings on those honey-bound frames, whether or not the bees move that honey. So that's gonna be the end of this video. Stick with me, we're gonna check queen cells in here. I'm gonna try to keep this shorter than usual, but you know how that goes, guys. All right, so I'm gonna suit up, because there's gonna be bees everywhere, and you can see they're already, they don't even like me standing in front of the hive. Look, as soon as I move out of the way, boom, they go in. That's a pretty good army. Anyway, I'm gonna put my hood on, talk to you guys as I do it. I might even just put my gloves on right away. There were some of you last time that were like, please put your gloves on. That hive over there, the last one I did, just got a little bit testy. I move quicker with gloves, but if I find unmarked queens, I hate picking up queens with gloves on. I shouldn't have any unmarked queens in here. And I'll just use my hair cage. The way I do these gloves, I buy these thin gloves. They can sting through these, but it prevents about 90% of the stings. And I get the ones with the long cuffs. There is a brand of, she already said hello. There is a brand, several brands of, just get the ones with the long cuffs. Long cuffs is the word. I think they're like 12-inch cuffs or something like that is the measurement. And the reason the long cuffs help is it allows you to kind of pull them up over or under your jacket, however you like to wear them, if you're a rubber glove guy. The regular old plain nitrile gloves or latex gloves or whatever you wear don't typically have long cuffs. But see how that's kind of how it goes there? I can just pull up and over that a little bit. And I don't know. It works pretty good for me. And guess what I forgot? Forgot my hive tool. I do have a couple other tools I'm going to use today that I have never used on video before. And it's about pulling honey supers off. On this hive, I think we're gonna have to pull some honey off. All right, check queen cells. Oh, look at that, nice. Nice little nucleus colony in here, lots of bees in the top. Queen excluder's doing its work. Looks like they got plenty of room here. So it'll be interesting to see if I need to move some of this foundation down and set another 7 day cycle. But this was a small Demaray, meaning like I didn't really, this wasn't a swarm, was it? Queenless Demaray, add cage queen, black beauty. Okay, so I added a cage queen, 416. I actually got a check for a release on a cage queen down there too, it looks like. Drawing this out nice, turning it into a honey super. That looks great. This should all just be hatching. Look at the queen cells. There's one. Now, if I have queen cells with jelly in them, I actually need some jelly. There's two cells on there. They're both capped. Guys, I'm gonna try to, I gotta go get my little jelly jar because I'm out of royal jelly and I need some jelly and I wanna show you guys how I do that. Okay, I'm back. Hopefully I cut that out for you guys. But I wanna show you. So I use just a regular jar that's clear. If you guys save jelly, let me know what you do. Do you keep it in eyedroppers that you can't see in, or do you keep it in something you can see in? And then I have been buying these I think they're actually designed for royal jelly. It's got an end that's a little hard, and it's got a tip that's kind of rubbery. I don't know what the perfect tool is to get royal jelly out of a cell, but I'm just gonna cut these open. I'm gonna do this as close as I can with you guys. I'm gonna cut these open, kind of see the larval stage where they are. Wow, there's the larva. Is there any royal jelly in there? Not much, a little bit. Just a eight, that wasn't a very, these don't look like huge, you know, banger cells, meaning like, good job guys. These look like just a little bit. There's the larva. Is there a little bit of royal jelly on there? I really don't need to get my larva in there. But this little spoon, yeah, there's some in here. See that in the back? I can kind of take this little spoon. I've already got the larva out, so that's all royal jelly. Now that's not much. Some of them have way more than that, but I gotta shake these because I see another cell I've missed. So I'm gonna do the shake. See this one up here? Kind of pulling it off so you can kind of see the evolution of the larva so I don't do it. So here's the larva at day 9. She's got a little purple eye. I'm gonna actually see if I can give her a good view to you guys. Can you see that? Can you see the purple eyes? Just starting. She's got her shape of a queen. This is a pupa, not a larval anymore, right? She's in the pupation stage, but she has not turned into an adult. But I don't know, when does a bee turn into an adult from a pupa? Does anybody know? I mean, obviously at the point they emerge, they're an adult. Are they a pupa all the way till they emerge? I think there's probably a day. Anyway, so that's that one. But if you look in the top of this one, there is no royal jelly left over. So, okay. So that's one. Three cells on the first frame. Wow. All right, how you guys doing? I'm gonna kind of keep smoking you. I don't want you to get too riled up, but so far they're doing pretty good. I'm just gonna shake from the get-go just so we can speed up. Hatching out. There's a cell over here on the edge. See this one? There's the pupa again. I'm gonna try to show you guys when they don't fall off. Identical age, purple-eyed queen. She's kind of, you know, and no royal jelly in there. Can you see that? Well, no, that's the next door. There was no extra royal jelly. And nothing on this side. Still hatching out, so not ready to, this should not go down below if I were rotating. This is, they gotta continue to hatch out. Hatching out, definitely got some hatching. And this is what I mean by hatching. I gotta be in my bonnet. How did you get in here? She's gonna get me. Maybe she'll calm down. Right there, happy birthday. You gonna make it out while we're watching? Come on out, come on out. Oh, don't sting me, mama. I gotta be in here buzzing with me inside. There you are, happy birthday. How about on this side? I got a tiny little hole at my zipper, right here. You guys have that one? Maybe that's where she got in. There's Velcro right there, but now I've just got to decide, am I gonna visit with this little bee in my bonnet, or? It builds tolerance. So this is a pollen frame, and even I would even almost dare to say a pollen-bound frame. We don't need this much pollen in what's gonna become a honey super. This is good to move into a nuke. They're starting to put nectar in it. It's a great looking food frame. So if you're selling nukes, you know, taking something like this out and putting something else in here for them to work on, see, they can go through. I'm getting a little rough with them. I'm gonna leave this out and add another foundation frame for them in here. Keep the smoke on them. I'm standing in front of their hive and disrupting and taking my time talking on camera, so there's a reason for them to be upset. And I'm shaking their babies. Nectar, drone comb, cup, but no queen cell. I think this is a fresh drawn. Probably don't even need to shake this one, yeah. Fresh drawn, capped honey on it already. and the rest is foundation. Okay, we're done with the queen cell job. That is good. And now I need to, this is something you normally wouldn't need to do, but because I released a caged queen, I need to see eggs, right? Because if that release failed or something else happened, I've got to do some maintenance, right? For some reason, when I built this demurray, either it was queen. Oh no, this is the one I didn't like the laying pattern. You guys remember that? There was a blue queen in here. I didn't like the laying pattern, and I continued on with the task, even though I found the queen. All right. So this is essentially swarm management, not honey management. This is essentially a spacer frame. We can go in the middle in here, kind of see what they're doing. They're drawing. They're putting everything up top. See, they've even got work to do here. I don't think they need wax on that because it looks fairly waxed. Spare glove. But I'm just going to touch it up while I'm here. I would like to see a little bit of nectar in one of these just to know that they're touching it up. They're cleaning it up. This is all polished. They'll fill it if they need it. But that top one is just giving them headroom space. All right, we're gonna leave that one alone. This is a nice experimental demurray. Good looking number of bees down here. Remember what I'm looking for? I see my cage is right here, definitely released. I mean, it's been a while, it was on the 16th. So I need to see eggs, don't need to see the queen. Decide which side to pull apart. I usually go for this drone frame. Plastic, it's harder. You know, if you squish drones, it's not that big of a deal. Lots of drones and a little bit of drone comb. I'm gonna go straight over to the release frame and center this brood nest. Pull off this frame. I got some honey cappings on here too. Look at that. All right, so this is my, she is definitely not in there. This is a honey-bound frame. This needs to be up top. Eggs. All right, so I've got eggs on this frame. I don't know if you guys can see them, but I'm gonna give you the best I can, close-up shot on the DJI with the sun behind you. Can you see the eggs? I'm gonna do a little bit of a movement. See how this side is just honey-bound? This almost needs to be on the edge. Obviously, now I'm at the point that I know there's evidence of a queen, she is laying, but I could disrupt the brood nest, I could squish her, all the different things that can go wrong. But you guys that are the demurray experts are thinking he's gotta have room to lay, and I've got room to lay here. Lots of good room to lay, lots of good room to lay. This is good. I'm gonna kinda go tangentially out from the brood nest. Here's my broodminder temperature scale. Pollen, 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 this really is too much pollen. Shucks. I really don't want that much pollen in the center of the brood nest. The pollen can actually separate the brood nest up. They need pollen to raise the brood, but it kind of needs to be on the edge. You guys are probably like, pull that pollen frame out. I might do that if I don't see the pollen bound. See that? Oh gosh, guys. What should I do? I should probably take these out. Leave her room to lay. She can't lay in that. She can't make babies. All right, I'm gonna do what you guys have been telling me. Make room to lay in the demurray. See how they're drawing this out for her? Let me see, do I see eggs in here? Or are they just putting honey in it? Come on. Pollen, 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 honey, honey, honey. This is what a bored hive does, is they make too much pollen and honey. There's a little bit of room to lay here. I'm okay with that one. Needs to be on the edge though. Can't be in the middle. What's this one look like? God, there's so many bees. I'm not gonna find the queen. There's room to lay. It's kind of a drone comb frame. I hope these frames have room to lay. Yeah, there's a little room to lay here. It's capped though. I might do a little scratching on this one. This is not a very good looking hive, guys. For a demi-ray, drawn comb, having plenty of room to lay, I just need to double check. I mean, I saw eggs, so there is a queen. I didn't see my blue one, so it could be another supersedure though. Obviously I've done the shake several times. I'm gonna do the scratching technique. This time I brought my scratcher out, so I'm not gonna scrape, I'm gonna scratch. Bruise, as somebody said on the comments. This honey on this cap, leave the corners, see if that makes any difference. We're gonna find out if it made any difference on that other hive that I did earlier in the week. I'm gonna leave one pollen frame on the end. Foundation frames in here. Room to lay, definite eggs. Jelly, eggs. There's enough bees in here to draw out some good wax in this flow. But as soon as they draw it out, I'm out of drawn comb, unless I start giving them honey frames, extracting some maybe. This is the best looking fresh drawn frame that they could be having her lay in, but she's not laying in this side yet. They're starting to put honey in it. Don't see that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. What am I going to do with that one? This has got eggs in it. I'm gonna leave her eggs, but I'm gonna break that honey cap. Haven't seen the queen, so it could be another supersedure. Didn't see my mark. It was a dark queen. It'd be great if they just moved this honey up and immediately had cells for she could lay in. A little bit less kind of waste doing the scratcher versus the hive tool like last time. Let me see what this one's got a kind of a large cap on it that I think I need to shrink down. Yeah, jelly in here. A big honey cap on top that is kind of thick. So I'm gonna kind of break that down a little bit so it's not so thick. I don't want it to push the wax drawing on the adjacent frame over it all. All right, I'll leave that one there. And then the drone comb frame. So I didn't see Mama, but I saw eggs, so she's in there. Don't know if it's my queen, another queen. We had a successful release. What'd you guys think about that frame, this hive? Well, there's bees. I don't know. I don't know if I'm doing this right. I think I am. I mean, I know I'm doing it technically right, but I don't know if I'm actually helping with growth. I mean, like this may be just a better candidate for a double deep or a deep and a single and let them do their thing. The whole demi-ray thing might have been unnecessary on this one. There's a lot of bees. Okay. But we're gonna learn together. I'm gonna call this one done so we can move on to the, I never get my stuff back in there right. I'm gonna put the beetle trap up top. She's definitely not in there. Okay. I'm putting these on upside down to give entrances, side entrances. And then take my notes. A lot of you guys are asking how I take notes. This is called a China marker, a grease pencil. 425 cut 3 cells, 4 25 eggs, and I'm gonna say so-so. So-so just kind of means eh. I don't know whether I like it or not. Okay, we're not gonna mess with this hive on camera because we gotta get to work on this beast over here. All right, remember last time we took this apart? Can you even see it all on camera? What's the right height? Remember, this is the one I was talking about heavy lifting. Okay. So, this one is probably gonna take some honey off. We're gonna discuss and talk about what I should do, shrink it. It can't be this big. It's too big, too tall. Perhaps extract is the answer. Crack in the frame. I need a little bit of a step here, but good God. Kind of see how this looks. I don't know if this is getting capped or not. No, still storing. This is just kind of a storage frame. Let's go to the middle. This could go on a weaker hive. Nectar, cap frame up top. Starting to cap the tops, not the bottoms. So we'll see where we end up. This could go on a weaker hive. We're capping it. I'd say this is down into the 30% capped tops. Okay, it's all the same. Getting there, but not there yet, is what I'm gonna call that one. I'll leave it there as a stand. This should just be an empty super. Yeah, light. This one, oh gosh. This might be a candidate for uncapping. Not uncapping. Taking off the hive. Capped. Let's see on the edges. Yeah, this is, okay. I'm gonna take this one off, only for weight. But I've never done this before. You guys ever used a fume board? I don't know if this is the way to use one, but I want them to go down into some of these other hives. This stuff supposedly stinks, so I don't want to do it inside. I don't know how much to use. Maybe I've already overdone it. Those of you, does it stink? Woo! It smells like a stink bug. What flavor did I get? This is a Be Quick. Has it got a flavor? Fisher's Be Quick. That's what that is. This black top is supposed to let the heat kind of do it. I don't know if it's going to be long enough to do this or not. We'll try. We'll see what happens. All right. Okay, this one's medium. Like, they're starting to feel it. I can feel it. Drawing it out. Doing good. I think last time I was in here, I put the frames that needed work in here. So that's good. That's good. I'm gonna put that over to the side. This one should be bottom supered and empty. Remember last week I put these in here to fix. Not quite fixing them yet. Doing exactly what they need to be doing in this one. They got room to grow. They got room to store. Now we're into the bottom of the beast. All right. That one there, I got the lawn guys around. I don't know if that's affecting you guys or not hearing me, but I'm just gonna keep talking as if they're not even there. These are starting to disintegrate, these sponges. But they're not dead yet. All right. My thought in getting into the bottom is I wanna check those queen, or the honey frames, as to what they're doing with those capped honey frames I put in here. And then the second part, is give her room, whatever I need to do. Foundation, I don't have any drawn comb, so I can't do anything with regards to foundation. There's room to lay here, so this one can stay. I got larva, so I'd say that's a good frame. Not enough room on that side, so she's going on this side. Very quickly looking on here. You know what, guys? I'm gonna do a shake to show you. Is this one of the, look, I think this is one of the ones I took the honey out of. It's definitely clean. There's nectar in there. I may be wrong, let's keep going. But see how there's this line? I remember scraping that last week. So either they're moving it or they cleaned up the caps and they're gonna refill it. I don't know. But both sides don't have a capped section anymore. There's definitely nectar all the way in there. So I don't know. Maybe that's not the right one. Let's kind of keep going. Capped. This needs to go on to the top. Okay, so on this one, same thing. See how they didn't recap it yet? But here's a recapping right here. So they may be just in the process of recapping it because there's definitely nectar in there. They may have moved some of it out to let her lay, but they definitely didn't move it all out. We're gonna have to keep, see this? This is recapped. I don't know. That's definitely a full on bound. There's larva there. That's gonna be hatching out though, so she could relay that. She's gonna need to determine. Laying room on this one. This looks good. Full. I need to get this out. All right. Don't see her. All right, I am gonna get, okay, since I've already found a couple that I know need to come out, I'm gonna get another deep ready. And this is gonna be ready with some things that I've gotta manipulate. I've got my two honey frames in here from a second ago with that pollen on there. So this one's coming out. I'm gonna clean all this up so I can keep track of what they're doing. No queen, no cells. It's got the broodminder temperature sensor on there, so that's definitely going in the top. This is coming out. This is all laid up. Still has to be capped though. Drones, drone brood. There's no more room to lay in this. And there's that honey cap. I don't think I broke this one last time. I don't know, it doesn't look like I broke it or they recapped it. So I'm giving my honey capping experiment a question mark. They definitely cleaned the cap, the mess up, but it kind of looks like they were putting honey or nectar back in there. That's what it looks like. I think this one's coming out. Is that one or no? Maybe this one. Larva and a capped frame. I'm kind of torn on this one. I'm gonna leave that one. Should have looked for the queen before I shook, but I didn't. One in the top. See the queen at first glance. Throw it in the top. Definitely going in the top, all capped. See what the end frame looks like. Pollen bound, capped, no eggs. It's going in the top two. So bees everywhere. Three I'm leaving. Never saw the queen. Saw evidence. I'm gonna clean this one up too, just so I'm keeping track of what they're doing. Okay. Room to lay in this one. Okay. So I need 7 frames of foundation. Wow. Well, so I'm gonna get and give them space. So I'm solving that space problem you guys said I had, but I don't know. One, two, three. Oh wait, I got one more over here that can go in or up. Let me see what I'm doing. This is staying in. So I guess I needed 6 frames. Come on in. All right. My lawn guys want to mow the lawn, and they're looking at me like, I don't know if today's the day. They're kind of over there wanting me to look at them, but I'm just going to keep on going. Didn't see the queen. Saw evidence. Did the shakes. Right, so we got some bees. We definitely need to get back in here in case she's on the edge. All right, here's my excluder. It goes with this hive. I set it on the ground. Where do you guys see it? There's 2 frames over here. It's got bees covering it up over here. All right, throwing these on here. We solved the room problem. I've got more boxes that I know what to do with. Did my Bee Quick work? Bee Quick kind of looked like it worked. So I'm gonna take this off and I'm gonna move it over here. My Bee Quick one. Let it continue to get hot. And keep smoking them. What should go on first, guys? Bottom supering that empty one, I think. That's kind of empty. That's good. Medium super. How high should I? I'm not putting 4 on here again. Maybe. What do I got here? That's empty. We're gonna do 3 we're gonna do one less than the other one, but I'm not putting both deeps on here. I'm just going to the new deep. This deep is gonna go on another hive. It's not capped yet. It's a lot of honey. This one is the one that's, these are my pollen frames for my nukes. So I'm gonna put them over here. Food frames for nukes. Okay, foundation on the edge is up here. Foundation, the edge is up here. All right. So now this is all the capped brood that was in there that we saw today. This deep is all honey. I'm gonna put another hive. What do I got? These are just empty supers over here with bees sitting on them. Let's see. Over here, get these guys on top. What would you guys write on this one? I gotta write my notes. Second demarais is probably the best words. 425, second demarais, Four and 7 days from now, 5 is 30, April. So 5-2 check sells. 7 days. All right, or thereabouts, right? You know, plus or minus 9. We saw it today, it was 9 days, and that was totally fine. And then this guy, just so you guys can see me in a distance, is gonna go on this hive, but I'm gonna bring you over here and I'm gonna show you why. I did, in an attempt to get this hive to move up, I took out the queen excluder. And look, they're moved up. There's bees up here. A little bit of nectar. Bees crawling up my pants. A little bit of nectar. I need to make sure the queen isn't up here, right? I'm not saying, this is just bees coming up laying nectar. Queen could be roaming around up in here, but I'm not seeing any evidence of egg laying, so I don't think she is. I'm gonna go ahead and put the queen excluder back on here. I mean, I could go through this hive, find the queen, do that sort of thing, but I'm just gonna take the gamble that without a single egg in that top, she's not up there. For the purposes of time and you guys not wanting to necessarily watch me all day. All right, so this is the super that I got them to start coming up in. Queen excluder's now on. And then this is that beast that just needs to be finished capped. And now this hive is doing the capping work. You know, and even if it's just, they'll cap it. You know, and or I can take it off when it's done or the season's over, but at least it took the hide out of that other hive. All right, I'm gonna leave it there. How was that for a compact little lesson? What did we learn? I made some space in that big beast hive. Foundation's all I had. Took off a super, managed how much room they had, and then put I did the second MRA, so I took all the cat brood to give room down below. Just like you guys are saying in the comments. Thank you for that. I really do read every single comment. So if you do take the time to leave a comment, know I'm reading it, and I try to respond to every single one, actually, while the channel is the size it is. So let me know what you think in the comments below. And those of you watching on TV, do it on your phone. Have a great day, everybody. See you next time.